Angel Mom Michelle Root, Democrats Protect Illegal Aliens Over Americans Like Sarah. By Sean Moran on August 7, 2020. Angel Mom Michelle Root told Breitbart News Daily that Democrats protect illegal aliens over Americans killed or seriously injured by illegal aliens, such as her daughter, Sarah Root. Root added that it does feel like Sarah's life didn't matter. Controversy arose on the Senate floor on Thursday morning as Senator Tom Udall, DNM, blocked Ernst's unanimous request for the Senate to approve Sarah's law. Ernst, along with Senators Chuck Grassley, Arya, Debbie Fisher, Arnie, and Ben Sasse, Arnie, crafted the law after Sarah Root, a 4.0 average college student who, on the night of her graduation in 2016, was killed by a drunk illegal immigrant named Edwin Mejia in Iowa. Mejia had a blood alcohol content over 3 times the legal limit when he killed Root. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, failed to detain Mejia due to a policy that grants ICE the discretion to determine if it will detain a criminal alien when charged with a violent offense. Sarah's law would require ICE to take custody of illegal immigrants when they seriously injure or kill someone. The legislation would also mandate that the government create a permanent victim notification system. The proposal currently has 25 co-sponsors in the Senate. When Udall objected to Ernst's unanimous consent request, he said that although Root's family suffered a terrible loss, he believes that this bill uses a tragedy to paint immigrants as more dangerous than other people, which is false by all available data. This bill does nothing to improve our immigration system, the New Mexico Democrat said. Udall then stated that the Senate should not consider any immigration bills without also considering adding protections or amnesty for illegal immigrants. Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe noted that his friend and fellow radio host Dennis Prager said, "People who are kind to the cruel are cruel to the kind." Root said that people, in this case, Democrats, tend to protect illegal aliens over Americans, which denigrates the victims of illegal immigrant crime, such as Sarah Root. Root told Breitbart News Daily, "That is so what happened to our family. It's so unfortunate that people tend to protect the criminal alien versus the American citizen. And they always mix words and say, immigrants. Immigrants are American citizens, they've done it the right way. We're talking about criminal illegal aliens. And it does feel like Sarah's life didn't matter to some. But yet, it's such a double standard because in the beginning when this law was first out, they complained that it was against the privacy rights of these illegals. And now they're changing their story, and now it's because we're trying to paint them as horrible people. It's never ending. And I'm grateful that we have a senator in our state that is not giving up, because our family is not giving up." Ernst noted that Udall Zero objected to Sarah's law, claiming that it unfairly paints illegal immigrants as more violent than American citizens. She said, "Well, the Democrats did object, and they objected to the reason that this unfairly paints illegal aliens in a different kind of light. Because Americans, or citizens, have the opportunity to post bond, and why should not illegal aliens? Well, as I explained on the floor yesterday, it's the fact that these illegal aliens cause harm to other people. And this was not the first time that this young man had a run-in with the law. They objected because they believe it's unfair. I think that's wrong. I think that we have to recognize that there are differences between that literally have roots in the family and in the community. And then there are others that can simply move on. Edwin was one that could simply move and not be tracked down. And I think it is a great injustice to families like Michelle and Scott that are missing their daughter horribly and the fact that they wouldn't be able to receive justice because Democrats continue to block common sense legislation. Everyone should have the opportunity at justice, and they have been denied this," she added. Breitbart News Daily host Marlowe noted the irony in Udall claiming that Sarah's law paints illegal aliens are more dangerous, considering that the left always depicts Donald Trump supporters as more dangerous, or police officers as dangerous. Ernst replied, "Isn't that why we should put laws in place to ensure that the innocent are protected and that families should seek justice? I mean, it's ridiculous, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not trying to paint anybody in any sort of light other than criminals. Criminals are bad. Let's do something about it. And the Democrats refuse to allow us to do anything about it. And it's just playing into this larger picture of we don't want law and order. You know, we don't want that. We want to dismantle the police. We don't want them to do their jobs. Well, here is one situation where we want ICE to do their job, but there was a loophole that existed, and they didn't have to detain them. We may never see justice for Sarah. Ernst noted that President Donald Trump signed an executive order that establishes a victim notification system for those who have been harmed by illegal immigrants. Marlow noted that since Trump signed an executive order, not a bill into law, a Biden administration could eliminate this policy as early as next January. Root said that Congress needs to pass Sarah's law to enshrine the police and ensure that ICE detains illegal aliens accused of seriously injuring or killing an American citizen. She said, "It's great to have this executive order. But when he's no longer president, that's going to change. And we're no longer going to be out for years. And nobody is going to remember Sarah's story on a national level. I've said that from the beginning, that we need to make this a law. Unfortunately, because I didn't know that we needed a law for that. I thought it was common sense and done already," Root added. Ernst said that this bill would help victims of illegal immigrants achieve justice, and Sarah's law would bring about a permanent solution to this ICE detention loophole. Ernst said, "Absolutely, they should be reaching out to their members of Congress and letting them know that this is a common sense piece of legislation that allows families to have justice. That is what our nation is about. We are a nation of peace and prosperity, law and order. And if our families cannot seek justice, we begin to crumble. So, I would say reach out, please let them know, Sarah's law. Very important that we move on this and make sure that other families do not go through the same situation that Michelle is struggling with right now. Michelle lost her daughter Sarah, but second, she lost the opportunity to seek justice. And, that's so wrong, so we have to do something about it. I'm asking all of your listeners to please, please, reach out to your senator, your congressman, make sure they understand how important it is to close up these loopholes. It's so simple. And you're right, if we have another administration, beyond the Trump administration, if they made a decision to change it, it needs to be passed into law," she said. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.